This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday, Rickies. We are the Junks, the company live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops, on my seldomly used Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up, Cakes? Happy Thursday,
buddy. Happy Thursday to you, sir. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello, good morning to you. And Eric Bickle rounds out your Junks foursome.
I can't believe, I still can't believe how cold it is. And it's supposed to be warmer today. Right?
It's I just can't believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's
17.
We're smack dab in the middle of
How
fall,
can you
my
not
friend.
Believe it?
It's happened pretty quickly. Yeah. In my opinion, it's happened pretty quickly.
It's going to get warmer.
Now, I think today
have you seen all the
warmer.
Leaves falling? Yeah. It's fall.
Yeah.
It's going to get warmer.
Welcome to autumn. Here we are.
I don't really use the term autumn.
I mean, I usually use fall, but I've been using autumn in my Lindsay spot, okay. So it's in my brain.
I mean, it's like a sophisticated term. I'm not even quite sure when it is. I guess it's now.
Same as fall. It's like using supper instead of dinner.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's kind of the
that's a country
there.
Thing. In the country, supper. Well, certainly in my family in Ohio, they would say supper. What's for supper?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had this conversation with a friend too. Where I grew up in the summer, you know, when I would go visit in the summer and everything, they would refer to soda as pop.
Well, that's a very Midwestern thing.
Yeah, it was a Midwestern thing. Yeah. And then someone told me, they grew up, another friend of mine, she grew up also in Ohio, and they called everything Coke, even Sprite.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a regional thing.
That was a new
thing.
One for me. So they just called everything Coke. I'll have a Coke. Whatever you got.
Now, I'm not up at the latest kid lingo.
Yeah.
It's too hard to keep up with these days. Yeah. But I know as of, I think, 3, 6, or 9 months ago, my daughter told me that if you wanted to describe something as hurting, you would just call it Ohio.
Really? Just like making fun of Ohio?
If you just wanted to disparage something, you'd be like, that's so Ohio.
Wow, that's a new one
just
for me.
Just talking down on the allegedly great state of Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
I have a lot of, you know, family from Ohio. Yeah. But it's hard to argue.
I don't know.
So you're perturbed by the cold weather.
Just the cold in the morning and the coldness in my house. Well, I still haven't called crop.
Well, it was cold yesterday and it was windy.
It wasn't that bad. It's just that when I get in my house, and I get used to it because, like, I was playing and I was walking and I was moving. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't as windy as, like, the previous days.
And it was pretty windy at my house.
But inside, it just, we haven't turned the heat on yet. Nope. I got the one upstairs not working.
Wait, Jason, all of a sudden, you know, you're a miser and not turning the heat on?
No, it just seemed weird because I know today I think it's supposed to warm up.
Ah.
I didn't turn the heat on last night. Did you have the heat on last night?
I don't even know. My wife does the thermostat.
Handles it.
Yeah. I just know. I go up to the thermostat.
If you didn't, it's cold.
If the thermostat says anything other than 71 or 72, I just get my wife on. Like the other day I walked by it and I was uncomfortable and it said 75. And I was like, can you just take care of this?
Yeah, that's too much.
This is your purview. This is your area of expertise.
Right.
And I see Draft scoffing at me. Maybe that's unmanly of me to just.
I've never heard of, like,
Is that, is it too complicated for you?
It's digital.
He's not allowed to touch the thermostat.
It's not that I'm not allowed.
He could do whatever he wants.
I don't like doing the thermostat. She's just better at it than I am.
It's a tech thing. I think he's a little tech phobic.
I'm not usually a technophobe, but with the thermostat, I kind of am.
Like this one, you don't really ever mess with this one either. This one sometimes can be tricky.
Again, it's just if it's too hot, I let Drab know.
Department.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Listen, most things aren't my thing.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their things. Everybody's got their lanes.
But the thermostat is my thing.
Thermostat is not my thing.
One of the guys I played golf with yesterday, he's a tinkerer.
Okay.
He's an engineer. Okay,
I am not a tinkerer.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I'm the furthest from it.
And so what he did, you'll get a kick out of this, Valdez. He got those new Autoflex. He's an older guy. He got the Autoflex shaft, right? But he wanted to add, it's like a super whippy shaft.
Yeah.
Mostly it's kind of like a senior shaft. But he wanted to make it a little longer, and he knows how to do it. So he added an inch to each. Everybody would love that.
It's every man's dream.
Yeah.
And by the second hole, it's rattling. And I say, you know just enough to F everything up.
Sure.
And he agreed completely. Right. So that's why sometimes it's better to not be good at stuff.
Yeah, just not good at it.
Just let someone else do it.
Sure.
Anyway.
So if I go home today, it's like 68, I guess... I'm always home before my wife. Like, if it's really bad, I'll take care of it myself. But if my wife is around, she'll get dispatched to take care of it.
This has been a glorious week for sleep because you crack that window and your bedroom gets all nice and chilly.
Yeah.
And you lay there under
the
covers.
I don't do that because my allergies would kill me. They're already trying to kill me.
Even now, I think it's too cold for
us. No, it's perfect.
Yeah. For me, it would be too cold.
I had it cracked two nights ago, but I had to close it yesterday. It was just too cold.
It's a little too cold.
Oh, I love it.
When my dog is shivering, you know it's too cold.
Do you have... See, I don't have carpet up there. Like,
no.
I mean, yeah, no carpet in that cold floor. It's just...
Oh, I love it.
Nasty.
Go to bed in, like, sweats and a t-shirt, and you wrap yourself up in blankets like a burrito.
Yeah. That is a good feeling.
There's a funny...
You don't want to leave the bed.
There's a funny, like, reel that got, like, a million views or whatever, and it... perfectly encapsulates how I get in the bed with my wife. I don't know if you've seen it before. The guy gets it, the bed, like you go to a hotel, you know how it's all snug, like the Navy or something.
Sure.
And the guy goes in
there. Be careful, your drink has no cap on it.
He goes, he kicks and kicks and kicks and kicks and kicks and kicks until all the sheets are untucked. That's me.
Yeah.
I have to have everything loose.
Sure.
And it tilts D to no end.
That is like, it's like the third thing I do when I go to the hotel room at MGM National Harbor. The first thing I do, that is where I do the thermostat. I walk in, the first thing I do is I crank the thermostat down to like 65 or 66 because I want it to be like a morgue when I come back into the room. That's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is I make a redneck cooler out of one of the sinks. Uh-huh. I just dump a bunch of ice into the sink, put my waters, beers, any other drinks I brought
on ice.
That's a routine. Then the third
thing
I do.
Don't they have a little fridge?
Yeah, they do, but it's all filled with all of their, mini bar items.
You have to take
those
out.
It's
like $9 for a soda.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to pay.
And if you move
it, if you open it and move it,
they charge you.
Yeah, you get charged. So I don't
think you have a minute or so.
You have like 30 seconds to go rearrange things in the fridge. I don't even mess with it. I have my own system. That's the second thing I do. The third thing I do is I go over to the bed and I rip the sheets off because they're tucked in.
They're too tight.
So tightly.
So tight. But what ends up happening is it's just a big mangled mess for me.
Sure.
Especially with my wife on one side. She likes to be neat and organized. Mm-hmm. I got them all kicked around everywhere.
All askew.
Feet sticking out. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay warm.
Well, it'll be warmer this weekend. You'll be fine.
What is it going to be today? What is the high today?
I think in the 60s.
That's awesome.
It does make me laugh. He's got a computer right in front of him.
Well, he just knows.
Yeah, I know he knows.
I wouldn't ask him if he didn't already know.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to even Google
You missed the Hunter supermoon last night.
I did see the supermoon.
What is that? Never even heard of
it. Big ass moon.
Did you notice how bright and how big it was?
I never look at the moon.
That's impossible.
Hold on. You never look at the moon?
That's a lie.
Or gander
He's
up
lying.
The stars when you go outside?
I don't gaze.
You've never seen the moon.
I've seen it before.
Okay, so you looked at it.
I don't look at it as a matter of routine.
Hold on, you've heard about it, you said?
Yeah. I don't look at it. I get in my car and drive, and I get out of my car and go in the house.
You do, you just don't notice that you look. It doesn't, like...
No, I'm sure it, like, lights up the sky and stuff, but I don't look at it.
Once in a blue moon.
You do, you just don't think about it to... You don't comprehend it.
No, I don't really look up at the stars.
All right, the stars are a little different. They're like this big. I mean, the moon is like freaking huge.
He does kind of shuffle around with his head kind of facing his feet at all times.
I'm not a guy who stands up looking up. I'm not really that in awe of nature.
Oh. Anyway, the Hunter super moon is out. And it's,
so what does that mean?
It's just a big-ass moon, big, bright moon. I don't know why it's brighter now.
Hunter gets credit for it?
Well, it's because it's hunting season, so they call it Hunter's super moon.
Yeah. Oh. I was unaware.
And there were
called
the Northern Lights earlier this week.
That was
last week.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I didn't understand that one either. Everybody was sending pictures of the purple sky and everything, and I was like, what is going on?
I saw them, but I don't understand quite what the Northern Lights are.
Neither do I. First I'd ever heard of it, I thought it was like a stadium or something.
Yeah. Northwest Stadium, yeah, Northern Lights Stadium.
Yeah. What's everybody talking about Northern Lights? I don't know. I will say, being someone that's not particularly in awe of nature.
Yeah, you're definitely not in tune with nature.
It is kind of nice when you see the different colors on the trees. It does.
You love foliage.
Pretty. I don't love it, but it's nicer than just plain green.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Now, the leaves are annoying.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, it takes forever to hunt for your ball. But, yeah, I like the different colors.
Okay.
Somebody told me yesterday, do you know why, Jason? You're the closest thing to like a nature lover here. Mm-hmm. Do you know why isolated trees?
Nature lover.
Do you know why? You do. Yeah. You have a green thumb. Do you know why isolated trees turn colors? This is the engineer also told me this yesterday.
Okay. You're playing golf with Roger?
Yeah.
Who knew?
He's not. Well, I can't say. So isolated trees turn colors before like groups of trees.
I don't know why. You're asking us why that happens? I wouldn't have any
clue. Did you ever notice that that's a phenomenon?
Nope.
Sometimes you'll see a group of trees.
I don't have idea.
They might still be green, but you see an isolated tree, and all of a sudden it's like red.
How do you notice this, but not the moon?
Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
Right.
Because it's on my target line on number three or four. I can't remember which one. Four.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it just, number five, and it just sticks out. And I said, I didn't realize that tree had red leaves. Why does that tree have red leaves, right, but none of the other ones did?
Okay.
And he told me, when it's isolated, this is where I start to lose a little bit.
Yeah.
It gets all the heat to them. It gives off the heat or gets all the heat by itself. But when they're in a group.
The cluster of trees.
Cluster of trees, it doesn't.
So it's not a wind thing?
Okay.
No. It has something to do with the heat that it emanates from it or something.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yes. I wouldn't know. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hey,
we got to talk about the biggest story, non-sports story from last night. Was Liam Payne.
Did he dunk himself off?
Was eating dinner. It sounded like.
I don't know if it was suicide.
There was a call that went into police that said a guy was acting erratically on the balcony. And then by the time police showed up to investigate, he had fallen into the courtyard and passed away.
Yeah. So I guess they're still investigating. I don't know if they know.
Suspicious to me.
Sounded like they thought he was under the influence of either drugs and or alcohol.
Right, which probably made him just take the big leap.
One of the witnesses said that he was definitely under the influence.
It was from the third floor.
Yeah.
It wasn't like from the 15th floor.
But they said it was 45 feet. Did you ever go to one of their concerts? Because I know your daughters were huge fans.
M&T Bank.
That's a big room.
And they were late because they were flying in from Houston. They were late. They were like an hour and a half late.
Right.
Now, One Direction, not together anymore, right? Broken off.
Longest night of my life. But my daughters were very sad. They're big 1D fans.
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad for the guy.
He's like 31 years old.
31, got a 7-year-old kid.
It just seems suspicious. Like, even I know you're, like, say you're high as a kite, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To fall off about, what are you doing? Climbing on the balcony? Like, you're taking a picture like JP on the edge of the balcony? Like, what are you doing?
I think it was
the old leaper.
At my most hammered, if I were on a third floor balcony, I easily could fall off of it. Like, you just don't know what you're doing.
So it's your vibe.
A dozen beers.
Your vibe is he jumped.
My vibe is suicide. Yeah. That's amazing.
I guess it's possible.
I know nothing, but I just don't understand how you fall
off
the balcony.
Or if you're just. So, walking
on it or something?
It could be blackout and just like tumble over the railing or something.
stumbles.
It could be many reasons.
I guess I'm so scared of balconies that could never happen.
I know, but if he's so blacked out, he has no inhibitions or anything.
Like he just doesn't know what he's doing.
His fear trigger's turned off.
Yeah.
And we have no idea how high the railing is or the wall.
I mean, think the last high balcony I was on was when Valdez and I were chopping a room in Myrtle Beach for a junk strip like 15 years ago. And that was pretty high. Mm. We were on like the 9th or 10th floor, and there's nothing but concrete jungle down below.
You would have went splat.
Oh, you would have splatted so hard.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, the photos appear to be legitimate of drugs all over the hotel room, the TV smashed.
Yeah, so he's out of his mind.
He was with his girlfriend.
Well, she left.
She left a couple days.
She left 2 days.
Oh, she wasn't in the room.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. He was depressed.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of videos of him acting bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And TMZ, they posted videos of him laying on the ground. I mean, like parts of his body.
Oh, really? Identity.
I mean, it was 10 minutes after it happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that they didn't post it.
They cropped photos of his body.
Yeah.
So you could tell it was him.
Yeah, they showed like his arm with his tattoo so he could be identified.
I guess there's some taste. At least they didn't show splat.
I would probably take a gander.
Oh, I wouldn't want to see that.
I would.
You want to see the watermelon splat?
No, I don't need to see the whole thing, but I would probably, if the picture is available, I'm probably taking a look.
You like to be scarred by those things?
No, I don't know. It's just a morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
I can't quite explain it.
Regardless, whatever 31. Happened, it's tragic. It's always horrible. And yeah, I mean, 31, you got a 7-year-old.
There are reports that it was over him wanting to, I think, he was upset at the staff of the hotel room, right? He's high on drugs and he's intoxicated.
Uh-huh. He's smashing
the room. And he tried to jump into the pool was one report.
Oh,
well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that actually makes sense. So I take it back. High off his thing, and he wants to jump into the pool. I've had that urge. I've had that urge. I wonder if I can make it.
And they told him he couldn't go in the pool because he was drunk.
Right.
He was going to jump in the pool from the balcony. Yeah. All right, well, that makes sense. I take it back. That makes sense.
Can you imagine if you're on vacation and that happened? You got to cut your vacation short.
It's awful.
I just can't imagine any of it.
Yeah. Sad story.
That's terrible. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Yep. It's not great. That was...
I don't know how you pivot from that.
Yeah, it's tough awful. One.
I mean, it was a huge story.
Can I ask you a question?
It was the lead story on the national news.
Yeah, I mean, they're super, super
group. It was a massive story.
But I do have a question, because I'm a little bit of a boy band guy, but my wheelhouse is NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, a little bit of New Kids. I'm not a One Direction guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was he the silly or was he like the nubs? Was he like the Donnie Wahlberg?
Well, yeah. Harry was the clear star.
I have no idea who was the star of One Direction.
You didn't know Harry was the star of One Direction?
I kind of assumed they were all very good singers.
Harry and Niall were the big dogs.
Harry and Niall are the top dogs.
Niall.
So is he like a guy who could barely sing or he just had a lower voice? He didn't get the melodies.
Who are we talking about? Liam? He just wasn't, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't at the forefront. You know what I mean?
He was a background guy. He was a Lance Bass.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
Joey Fatone. Okay. Well, what's the guy? His name starts with a Z. Wasn't he a big silly in that band too?
Oh, Zayn Malik. Yeah,
that's who I thought it was.
He's the one who left the band first.
Yeah.
So then it was down to four.
Wasn't one of the members here a couple years ago?
Nile. Yeah, I took a picture
of
him.
Nile.
Jason
stayed
around for 17 hours.
Yeah. The longest Jason hung around after work. Yeah.
But the only reason I did it is because my daughters, they freaked out.
And,
I know, I'm a huge Nile
fan. Iggy Azalea.
Now, I'm a big Iggy fan.
That one he wanted to see.
I would have stayed around for
OnlyFans. Yeah. See her.
I would have stayed around for days for her.
But he has to pay for the OnlyFans. He'd rather see her free.
I was hoping she'd go to Homewood with me. Hey, want to come pick my car up?
We got a lot to get to on a Thursday. Bill Roth's going to join us, voice of the Hokies. He's coming up at 6:45 as Virginia Tech gets ready to take on Boston College. You're heading to the game tonight, correct?
Correct.
Heading right down to Blacksburg, dodging a million tractor trailers.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
Brian Baldinger joins us at 7:20 to talk NFL. Darryl Green, Washington legend, is joining us in studio 7:45, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals at 8:25, and Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. She will round out the show at 9:45. So lots going on the Junks on an Open Line Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.